We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show. A chance for you to be a winner right now on Put Up or Shut Up. I don't want to call out my coach here, but we heard him through the glass as he was talking to our player, Mike, and he said, and I'm quoting now, "You picked a great day to play. Chris Kelly's playing today."
Yeah, I do that a lot. I kind of, you know.
You're my coach.
Yeah, but I don't like to lie.
You don't like to lie.
I lie to you.
All evidence to the contrary, I was going to say. My God. So, also, this is Biggie's favorite time. Not only is the music good today, we do an ass heat check. That's right. Mike's on the line to play. Hello, Mike. How are you?
Hey, doing great. P1 here from Lankinton.
Mike, thanks for joining us today. Doing a little switcheroo here with Chris Dem, Chris Kelly. And Chris Dem sits and...
Oh, my God.
Oh, we got a hot one.
Oh, it's hot.
Hey, Mike, listen, thanks for your patience. Welcome to the show. As Biggie's told you, we're going to send Kelly out into the hallway so he can't hear these 10 questions I'll ask you. I'll give you 2 minutes. Kelly will get the same 10, and whoever answers more is the winner. If you're ready, we'll get going.
I'm ready.
All right, my friend. 2 minutes on the clock. It'll start after the first question. Good luck. Here we go. What top five single from 1967 contains the lyric, "When the truth is found to be lies and all the joy within you dies"?
Pass.
What rock star is nicknamed the Red Rocker?
Bruce Springsteen.
Incorrect. What song went higher on the U.S. singles chart? "Like a Prayer" by Madonna or "Save a Prayer" by Duran Duran? Or trick question, they both peaked at number one.
I go "Like a Prayer."
Yes, correct. Which Pink Floyd album cover art features two men shaking hands? One of them is on fire.
One brick in the wall.
Oh, no. What member of Fleetwood Mac once said, "There came a time when the sales of Rumors became less about the music and more about the musical soap opera of it all"?
Lindsey Buckingham.
Correct. The group that recorded Afternoon Delight, Starland Vocal Band, was made up of two married couples. Are both of those couples still married to this day?
No.
Correct. In the Michael Martin Murphy classic Wildfire, for how many nights has the hoot owl been singing outside the singer's window?
12.
No. Use one word to complete the following song title by the Beatles. "You Never Give Me Your Blank."
Love.
No. What is the name of the bar mentioned in the lyrics of the "Escape," the Pina Colada song? Toughest question on the board.
Pass.
Dead or alive, Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Dead.
Yes. Back to the one you passed. "When the truth is found to be lies and all the joy within you dies." What song is that? You got a few seconds left.
I have no idea.
Oh, the clock got you, Mike. That's not a bad effort. I got a 4.
Yeah.
I got a 4.
That's so very,
we'll send Mike
very
back
reasonable.
In the clubhouse and bring Buffett back in here. I got out of hot seat here.
All right. Chris Dem up. Chris Kelly back in slowly, eventually. Taking his time. There he is.
Oh.
Much
sitting on
seats.
A block of ice when I get back in my chair.
Yeah.
Real heat.
I've pickleballed 4 nights in a row. Real rare. Every night.
My metabolism's
week.
On fire.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm just eating it. I just had 2 Redbirds out there.
What?
Whatever. All those mints that I
love. Oh, yeah, mints he loves. Mint.
2 of them?
All right, 4. Whatever. What are you going to do?
All right, yeah.
And it's Friday.
How many did you hide in your
Flip
pockets?
It up.
We now know that you hide the empties.
I do hide the things in my pockets. That's exactly right.
All right, player Mike is in the clubhouse. Passed on a couple, but got a 4. Respectable 4. We turned it over to Coach Biggie.
It's going to be tough.
Mm.
I don't feel as though this is an easy game.
All right.
I think you just need to, you know what? Let's just play.
All right.
Okay, yeah.
That mentality has been working for us lately.
Right. Let's put the 2 minutes back in the clock then. We'll get started.
All right.
4 ties, Mike. 5, Kelly. You win. Keep the $80 safe. Clock starts after the first question. Good luck. Here we go.
I'm really feeling those Redbirds. I ate them too quickly.
I made a terrible error.
I really made a bad error on those Redbirds. I should not have done that. I'm sorry to delay, but
nevertheless.
All right, we must go.
The ball is in the air.
Yes.
What top five single from 1967 contains the lyric, "When the truth is found to be lies and all the joy within you dies"?
What year?
1967.
I have to pass.
What rock star is nicknamed the Red Rocker?
Red Rocker. Sammy Hagar.
Correct. Which song went higher on the U.S. singles chart? Like a Prayer, Madonna, Save a Prayer, Duran Duran, or Trick Question? Both peaked at number one.
I'll say Like a Prayer by Madonna.
Correct. What Pink Floyd album cover art features two men shaking hands? One of them is on fire.
Ooh, Pink Floyd album. Well, it's not Dark Side of the Moon. I know that. I don't know any other. Do I know any other? What's the other one? Pass it and come back.
Passing. Which member of Fleetwood Mac once said, "There came a time when the sales of Rumors became less about the music and more about the musical soap opera of it all"?
Fleetwood Mac performer. Mm-hmm. Less about the music, more. I'll say Lindsey Buckingham.
Correct. The group that recorded Afternoon Delight, Starland Vocal Band, was made up of two married couples. Are both couples still married to this day?
No.
Correct. In the Michael Martin Murphy classic Wildfire, for how many nights has the hoot owl been outside the singer's window?
Three.
Incorrect. Use one word to complete the following song title by The Beatles. You Never Give Me Your Blank.
Love.
No. What is the name of the bar mentioned in the lyrics of Escape the Pina Colada song? Toughest question on the board.
O'Malley's.
It is O'Malley's. And finally, dead or alive, Paul Revere. Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Dead.
Yes.
I won't even go back.
Wow.
Walk away.
Wow.
Wow.
That's my wheel.
Wow. Wow.
You know I know O'Malley.
You know what this deserves?
Woo! God darn.
Give this me a deserves of woo.
Oh, my. That's a cobble of woo-hoo. If you missed my prediction on Tuesday, the fleeting moments of this program.
Make the very last thing you say today your prediction. Just say the name as we sign off.
Kamala Harris, easily.
Woo!
That was the last woo-hoo.
Until now.
That's
right.
Until now. The Democratic Party. That O'Malley just came to me.
O'Malley.
What?
Out of nowhere.
Well, you know I know that song.
Well, I know that, but I still never would have thought you'd get that.
That is a tough question.
So that's a 6-4 victory for Kelly over Mike.
Wow. I'll take it. Mike, good game. 6-4.
Yeah, I'm honored I got to play. First time I've gotten through. So I've been listening for, I bet, 12 or 15 years.
Well, thank you.
Welcome to the show.
Really appreciate you. And as Biggie said, you picked a good day. You're playing me. That's my coach talking there. Do you think when a coach ever says to his team at the locker room, "Man, we got no chance today, man.
Do you see those other guys come?" I saw them getting off the bus.
I don't think you can say that as a coach.
No.
A little too honest.
Yeah, I think so, too.
But I think in reality, especially this time of year where, like, college basketball teams are just plain no-name, Division III schools.
So true.
It's cupcakes.
Yeah. So you got to know, like, hey, guys, let's keep it within 30.
Do you know, as an aside, Tar Heels and Jayhawks tonight.
Big game tonight. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I was stunned on a Friday night at 7, Tar Heels and Jayhawks.
Early time, too. Can actually watch.
I know. Shocked by that. All right. I just saw it yesterday. All right, let's go through.
Let's go back through the answers. Yeah. Neither one of you got, "When the truth is found to be lies and all the joy within you dies."
When the truth is found to be.
I would never have gotten this, but I do love the song.
And all the joy within you.
Somebody to love.
Dies, don't you want some?
Great job.
Yeah, it is.
Good get. Sammy Hagar is indeed the Red Rocker.
Ooh. This is when I knew it was going to be a good game.
Yeah,
when
good
I
get.
Got it right, you knew it was going to be a good game.
No, this is when I started to know.
Oh, you like this song?
The music, yeah.
Oh,
I love
this
song.
I saw Hagar in 78. He wore red pants. Red top, played a red guitar. He had a song called Red, so they just called him the Red Rocker.
But he doesn't have red hair, or does
he? No, he's blonde.
I thought so, yeah. So that's that's why I've always wondered. I knew that, but I wasn't sure why.
Here's one for Big E.
Well, I knew this went to number one.
But did Duran Duran go to number one with
was the
save
question.
Save a prayer.
Where did they get to?
16.
Yeah, I didn't think.
Madonna easily.
This is the first song I ever talked up on FM radio.
Really?
Yeah. I said, hey, this is Roman Jeffries on G105, and here's the new one from Madonna. It's called Like a Prayer.
This is the first song.
That was my fake name, yeah. Roman Jeffries. I thought it was a great. I thought it was a great pick.
They call you RJ?
I was in high. Yeah, yeah. I was in high school. So this is Roman Jeffries. Here's the new one from Madonna on G105.
Mm-hmm.
10 in a row, guaranteed.
Wow.
I know. Mm-hmm.
This was the first song that my father caught me dancing inappropriately to as a child.
Mm-hmm.
Were you chucked?
Yeah.
You're like
like a Buffalo Bob.
Yeah, Buffalo Bill.
I was like 6 years old. Yeah,
in Silence the Lambs.
My dad was like, "I don't think something's right with that boy."
When you tucked it in,
you're tucking right.
He's in there dancing weird.
Yeah, putting your mascara on. Yes, that's right.
Nobody got the Pink Floyd question today. One of the two men shaking hands on the cover. One of them is on fire. That was an actual stunt man. I think they filmed it a couple of times. Wish You Were Here is the name of the album.
Okay, yeah.
They really did set a guy on fire. This was the 1970s.
God.
Yeah. Both of you got the Lindsey Buckingham question. You can go your own
way. I was glad to get that one. I got that one. I thought I've got a shot here.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. You had three in the first five.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Which gave you some room here.
Right.
Starland Vocal Band. They were two married couples. Neither couple is still together today.
Let me get an afternoon delight. You know, sadly, the reason I said that was that I just kind of felt like, you know, in life...
Couples break up.
Couples break up.
Anyway,
right.
Thinking of he's working up an appetite.
Yeah, I just thought, 50% of couples make it, so.
Yeah.
Neither one of those.
Here's one for Biggie. Another one. Uh-huh. Michael Martin Murphy. In a hoot owl howling by my window now.
For six nights in a row.
Six.
She's coming.
Oh, wait till it kicks in here.
You love Michael Martin. You love this song, Wildfire.
Wildfire.
This one makes Biggie cry.
We'll be riding Wildfire's a horse.
That's right.
Isn't that right?
Continuing Chris Kelly's streak of never getting a Beatles question correct.
Darn it.
You never give me your money.
I didn't think of that.
I was glad that you just moved on quickly. I was worried you'd get hung up on this one.
Yeah.
And I thought, there's no way he's going to get this. Just go.
I don't know this song. Money, love.
It's only on Abbey Road.
I don't know this song now.
O'Malley's. I've got to get you by tomorrow noon. And cut through all this red tape.
I felt good about that one now.
Unbelievable.
Great get.
That's a half-court shot.
One of my best gets. Absolutely.
And finally...
we lost him. It seem like it's just we lost him.
His name really was Paul Revere, but he dropped his last name. A lot of people change their name for showbiz. He was Paul Revere Dick, so he just dropped the Dick. Became Paul Revere. He died in 2014 at the age of 76. But that... It's a 6-4 win for Chris Kelly.
I'll take it.
That is
very nice.